Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Scott reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Porter and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quirk moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Porter moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Scott moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Davis moves to third. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Wolford moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis bunts towards the mound. Sorensen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sorensen. Otis moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-3 in the game. Oglavy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun throws the ball into White, who tags Oglavy, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oglavy. White reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Al Cowens pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.